Welcome to Water Online Radio, broadcasting live from Chicago, Illinois, and WEFTEC, the Water Quality Event. This show is brought to you by WaterOnline.com, enabling water and wastewater professionals to make informed decisions. WaterOnline.com. Now that's clear. And now, here are your hosts, Todd Schnick and Todd Youngblood.
Good afternoon. You're listening to Todd and Todd and Water Online Radio. Thanks for joining us. This is day three of Water Online's live coverage of WEFTEC. Todd, I'm blown away by the people, the organization, the innovation, the new technology. I suspect our next guest is going to be no different.
I can tell no different. Just from the brief chat we had before we're getting on the show here, I can see the information leaking out.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to getting into it. Say hello to our guest. His name is Ryan Spanton. He's a regional sales manager with WEFTEC Engineering. Welcome to the show, Ryan.
Hey, thanks. Thanks for having me, you guys.
Appreciate it. We appreciate you making time to join us. Ryan, before we get into a conversation, take a quick sec. Tell us a little bit about you and your background.
Okay. My background in the industry is 13 years with WEFTEC Engineering. I started out with WEFTEC managing projects for them and then moved into doing some sales and design in their clarification department unit. And since then, I've moved into just a product generalist for them, doing some biological process design, and then moving into working with our reps and customers and really got into the business of doing more travel and working with engineers to help with biological process design and overall plant design. So,
well, give us that 10,000-foot view of WEFTEC Engineering. What do you do? How do you serve your market?
Well, WEFTEC, obviously, we manufacture water and wastewater treatment equipment. WEFTEC has an extensive line card, you know, almost too extensive to even mention everything that we have. It's pretty daunting, I think, to everybody. But really, what WEFTEC offers that's unique is we offer a stem-to-stern solution for water and wastewater treatment plants. And we offer multiple options in each area. So where a lot of manufacturers have one or two pieces of equipment that they work with, or they'll work with one piece of equipment for a certain process or certain part of a plant, WEFTEC has multiple solutions, and we can sit down, find out what the flow rate is, find out what the water quality is, find out what the permit is, and we can really offer the very best solution rather than the only solution that we have. And so that's where we're a little bit unique in that we have a big product line. It's a little daunting, but it also allows us that flexibility where a lot of folks don't have that flexibility.
Brian, you mentioned that WEFTEC sells through independent sales reps, and those folks are right at ground zero, if you will.
Right.
What are you hearing from them?
Well, you know, we start hearing that the market's recovering, at least the domestic market's recovering. Obviously, everybody's always worried where the next job's coming from. Seems like we're moving away from, larger plants and moving into smaller plants. You know, that seems to be the trend. We also see a trend towards international business, to be honest. The international market has been big for WEFTEC, and WEFTEC is looking to develop those markets, more now than ever before, just to make sure that we stay relevant in our marketplace.
Todd, it seems there's been a lot more conversation around the international markets in this show than...
And smaller plants, both those things we're hearing a lot about.
All right. Well, if you're just tuning in, this is Water Online Radio Live, and we're speaking with Ryan Spanton of WEFTEC Engineering. Ryan, we all know that WEFTEC manufactures liquid solid separation equipment implemented from raw water intake through tertiary treatment and potable water. And we talked at the top of the show about how amazed we are by technological advances. Are there any advances here in this train that we ought to be keeping an eye out?
Well, you know, everybody's always looking for new tech, right? I mean, that's the big thing that everybody wants to stay ahead of the game in that. You know, WEFTEC has some newer products, you know, that are looking to treat, you know, answer the stormwater questions. We're always looking to do tertiary treatment. The big push is to make sure that the water's better, you know, permits are getting tighter. And so we're always implementing technologies that are along that vein of making sure that we're addressing the nutrient removal questions. You know, everybody's looking now towards desalinization as water becomes more scarce or the available water becomes more polluted, more contaminated. So WEFTEC's no different. We're looking for technologies that do that and that are innovative in the marketplace.
Another thing we see a lot of in this industry, Ryan, and you're obviously well aware of this, is consolidation of manufacturers. You see big ones eating up small ones, big ones merging with other big ones. Not so with WEFTEC. You've got this employee ownership philosophy still in place. Talk about that. Most importantly, why that's valuable to your customers.
Well, I think employee ownership, knowing that the provider of equipment that you're going with is going to be there week in, week out, month in, month out, year in, year out, is very important. I mean, it gives you that, that confidence that in who you're working with. I think what it really means is when you get on the phone with somebody at West Tech, you're speaking to an employee owner, you're speaking to somebody who has a direct benefit from your business, from having you be a happy customer, from having you be a good reference for us. And that vested interest in success of the project really shines through in how they respond. West Tech is a very service and a service-oriented company where if we have a problem, a quality issue, we want to fix it. We want to fix it first, and then we'll figure out whose job it is and whose bill it should have been. Because ultimately, having that end user be a very happy person and happy with our equipment is the most important thing to us. And it's key to our success.
Yeah, I got to believe, from an employee standpoint, morale and just enthusiasm about doing well and doing well by the customer is reinforced by this whole culture, too.
It makes my job so easy. You know, as I go out and work with people, and I can hand them my business card, and I can tell them, hey, if you ever have a problem that you feel like you can't fix, and you ever feel like we're not interested, you call me, and I'll make sure that, you know, that problem is corrected in very short order. I have those opportunities, fairly infrequently, thank goodness, but overall, when I do have them, I know that I'm going to get a response within West Tech, because they do care. They do care that gets fixed. They care that it becomes a good reference for West Tech.
Well, Todd, that reputation, those happy customers, those happy employees, probably a reason why West Tech is celebrating its 40th anniversary this year.
I mean, you think of so many companies are gone before they get to be five, and then you get that 10, 12-year arena, they get swallowed up, particularly in this industry. So kudos.
Yeah. Congratulations on that, Ryan. That's a big deal. But looking back, how has the industry evolved in that time, and where's it going?
Man, who knows where our industry is going, right? You just never know. There's so many market drivers that I don't even think everybody can even track them these days. But, being here for 40 years, I mean, West Tech has changed a lot. I mean, our product line has evolved. I think, where is the market going? You know, I don't know. There's no good answer to that question. Other than going more towards that international level, I think that's where we're headed. As far as anybody that's relevant, you gotta make sure you're an international player, and you gotta make sure that you're positioned with representation. So.
We'll talk about the trends with regards to regulatory and oversight. How's that going to impact things going forward?
Well, obviously the EPA has embraced nutrient removal, and so having embraced nutrient removal, we're starting to see most plants pick up phosphorus and nitrogen limits for their discharge, at least for their wastewater plants. That's obviously going to drive a lot of what happens in the future. And so, West Tech is well positioned and well geared up to respond to that and address those issues and help those plants add that technology into their plant if they don't already have it. A lot of plants have already gone that direction. They saw it coming. And so they pre-designed that into what their process, their overall flow sheet was. So, but the ones where they don't, West Tech has a full line of process equipment. We have some really great process engineers that can help a plant get up to speed and get ready to apply for their new permit. So,
Ryan, I got to tell you, ever since we got you scheduled to appear on the show here with us, I've been looking forward to asking this question. West Tech at WEF Tech.
Yeah.
What made you make the investment to come here, spend the time and money, and what kind of results have you seen now that we're getting to the end of the show?
It's always a great, it's a great thing to come here and really network with your customers, network with people that have projects, really touch base with your reps, the people that you don't get to see all the time. There's a reason other than seeing what is the new technology in the marketplace and hopefully discover that gem, that new thing that might give you an edge where your competitors are not necessarily being as aggressive. But it's the relationships that you get here. Nothing quite like WEF Tech to help grow those relationships and build upon what you already have.
Hear, hear. Ryan, hate to say it, we're out of time. Before we let you go, how can people get in touch with you, and where can they learn more about West Tech Engineering?
Well, you can reach us on the web, www.westtech-inc.com. You can reach us always on our main line, 801-265-1000. We're happy to hear from you.
All right. Ryan Spanton, Regional Sales Manager with West Tech Engineering. Ryan, great to see you. Thanks for stopping by and joining us.
Thank you, guys. Appreciate it.
Our pleasure.
All right. Well, that wraps this segment. On behalf of our guest, Ryan Spanton, my co-host, Todd Youngblood, and all of us at Water Online, I'm Todd Schnick. Stick around for another exciting conversation. Water Online Radio. We'll be right back.